this year, San Francisco, and Baltimore. And joining us on the program here is a guy who's been with us before, and we appreciate him taking time to join us now, the Ravens radio analyst, Stan White. Stan, welcome.
Okay, good to be here.
Good to have you back, Stan. I got to ask, when the Ravens kind of went in a little funk, when I guess they lost 4 out of 5, did you think they would be where they are now?
Well, I don't know if you thought that, but you thought there was definitely a possibility. I did anyhow, because I knew their players were getting healthy. The X factor was their offensive line came together at the right time. And that's provided Joe Flacco a lot of time to throw balls and throw them deep. And those really, they just all came together once. And if you look at the history of the playoffs, that's what you need. You don't need to win the first 11 games of the season or even the last 11 games of the season like Denver did. You got to be at your best in the playoffs, and that's the Ravens. They're better now than they've been all year long. So they fought their way through some hard times, and the injured guys came back, and you know they put it all together just at the right time.
Stan, you see Joe Flacco all the time. He has played terrifically in the playoffs. Assess his game for me. What do you see when you watch him play?
Well, Joe's been pretty consistent all the way along. I mean, as far as having big games. He's just having more of them. He's stacking them, as they say now, back to back to back. And he hasn't had that game where you wonder, what the heck, where's Joe Flacco at? He has had a few of those throughout his career, and I think that's where people, in Baltimore and maybe nationally say, if he's that good, he shouldn't have those games. That's the NFL. Everybody has those games. Joe Flacco has won. One more games on the road already in his career than any quarterback in the history of the NFL. He's been to the playoffs every year he's been there. He's been to 3 AFC championship games in 5 years, and now the Super Bowl. You really couldn't ask for more out of a quarterback straight from Delaware to the NFL and what he's done in his 5 years.
Stan, when Cam Cameron was the offensive coordinator, it's very rare that you see a coordinator fired, mid-year. Two-part question, what went wrong with him, and did Harbaugh letting him go really give the offense a chance to get better?
Well, I don't know, you say what went wrong. He and John, Cam and John are good friends. They've been together a long time. John used to work for Cam when Cam was a head coach. It just came down to they needed something to spark the team. And I think John just felt that the best move for him to make would change offensive coordinators to get a different set of eyes on the offense. And he had somebody that could replace Cameron and Jim Caldwell, and he was able to do that. And I think what it really did is focus everybody else on the team. All the coaches and players and everybody, because they know Cam could get fired, anybody could. That everybody was going to be accountable. And I think that was the biggest difference, was the accountability of everybody, including Joe Flacco and the rest of the offense, because they know that some of the things they did is the reason that Cam isn't there. And nobody was sacred anymore, and it was time to put everything into it and see what you got out of it.
Our guest on Sports Scene today, the Baltimore Ravens radio analyst, Stan White. Stan, I want to ask about some of the comments that have been made by Bernard Pollard, Ed Reed, about the changes in the game. Look, we can debate all day whether these changes are good or not, but in your view, will there be more changes made? Do you agree with the assessment that, 10, 20, 30 years from now, we may not recognize the game as we recognize it now?
No, I don't think so. I think it's like a pendulum that swings. I think it's swung a little bit too far one way right now, and it's going to come back. I think as we find out more and more about, the long-term effects of injuries. I coach a high school team, too. People are worried about it all the way down the level. But I think the science is eventually going to show us that the brain heals pretty well, and that, most of the guys, don't have those issues. It's a small number that we hear about that have those issues, yet we all went through the same type of playing career, and if most of us don't have it, and we don't have it any more than the normal population does,
the question then comes about, you know, what really are the effects here? I think right now, because of the public nature of it, that they're going a little bit overboard in protecting people, and it's going to come back a little bit, and the game is going to still be football, I think, when the pendulum rests at the right point.
Okay, and I guess I'll end on the question. In your view, you know, you see the Ravens all the time. How do you look at this Super Bowl matchup just from a personnel standpoint? What do you see in this matchup for the game?
I see two teams that are almost mirror images of each other. You know, that it's going to be like a scrimmage going against each other. They're very similar in the way they play defense. They're very similar in the structure of the offensive line, how they use the offensive line. Now, the difference is in the quarterbacks. The difference is in the style of the quarterbacks. And Joe Flacco is going to be in the pocket. Now, he's a better athlete than people give him credit for. He can run if he has to, but he's not the type of guy that does that unless it's absolutely necessary. Well, Kaepernick is the type of guy who can really burn you that way. He's got great speed, great size, great arm. The question is, does he have the experience? If things get a little shaky, well, you know, will he be able to, you know, survive that? And I think really the main difference between these two teams is at the quarterback position. The rest of the parts of the teams are very, very similar.
Stan, I did think of one more quick thing because you mentioned about Kaepernick. We saw the sort of wildcat come in and, you know, kind of not be much of a factor anymore. But the read option, you know, with RG3, with Kaepernick, Russell Wilson, guys like this, do you think this is sort of a fad thing, or do you think that'll be woven into the fabric of more and more offenses if the quarterbacks match that role?
Well, I think you're getting college quarterbacks that fit that mold, and you're gonna use their abilities. I mean, the question always gonna be how long can quarterbacks last doing that? I mean, but no, I mean, the wildcat and the pistol are the same theory.
Yes,
and that's to be able to get an extra blocker to get better angles. To do things and put the defense and get them to hesitate because of the having to read longer than they normally do. And, you know, there's different ways. I think the wildcat will still have some effect in the league, and I think the read option and the pistol option will have some effect in the league, depending on who the quarterback is. Now, like I said, I coach a high school team. We see it all the time. We run it, and it gives you a big advantage if you can run it well and you don't know how to run it. So, you have to commit to it, and the problem is if you need almost have to have two quarterbacks, you know, over the long term to be able to. You saw what happened in Washington. You know, you just never know what's going to happen.